Hey there, awesome people. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like someone hit the fast-forward button on your schedule, and your me time is about as non-existent as a unicorn at a tax audit. Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We're diving deep into a topic that's absolutely crucial for reclaiming your sanity. Setting boundaries. Think of boundaries like invisible fences around your time, energy, and emotions. They define where you end and others begin, protecting your precious self-care from becoming an endangered species. It's not about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about honoring yourself and what you need to thrive. When we let others walk all over our boundaries, it leads to burnout, resentment, and that nagging feeling like we're constantly playing catch-up in a race we never signed up for. So, how do we build these badass fences? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Know yourself. This is the foundation, folks. You gotta know your limits, your values, and what drains you faster than a leaky faucet. What activities energize you? What makes you feel depleted? When do you need to recharge? Reflect on these things. Journaling can be a great tool for getting in touch with your inner voice. It's like having a conversation with yourself, but without the judgmental stares from your reflection. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know what you need, it's time to speak up. Don't be afraid to say no to requests that push you beyond your capacity. It doesn't have to be a dramatic confrontation. Simple phrases like, "I appreciate the offer, but I'm already committed to other projects," can work wonders. Remember, saying no to something doesn't mean saying no to the person. It simply means prioritizing your own well-being. 3. Set realistic expectations. Let's be real. We can't do it all. Trying to please everyone and take on every responsibility is a recipe for disaster. Accept that you can't control everything, and that's okay. Focus on what's truly important and delegate or let go of the rest. Think of it like Marie Kondoing your life. Keep only the things that spark joy, or at least don't cause undue stress. 4. Enforce your boundaries. This is where the rubber meets the road, folks. If someone repeatedly disrespects your boundaries, it's time to take action. This might mean having a more direct conversation, limiting contact with that person, or even walking away from a situation entirely. Remember, your well-being matters. 5. Be kind to yourself. This whole boundary-setting thing is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps in the road, times when you feel unsure or hesitant. That's perfectly normal. Celebrate your successes, learn from your mistakes, and remember that it's okay to adjust your boundaries as your needs evolve. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and trying to maintain some semblance of sanity. She constantly gets pulled into helping out with everyone else's tasks, organizing bake sales at the school, volunteering for every committee under the sun, even picking up dry cleaning for her neighbor because they were running late. Sarah feels stretched thin, exhausted, and resentful. She knows she needs to set some boundaries, but fear of disappointing others keeps her stuck in this endless cycle of yes until she's about to snap. Setting boundaries with her friends and family could look like saying, "I love helping out, but I can only commit to one volunteer activity per month." Or maybe telling her neighbor, "I'm happy to help, but my schedule is really packed right now. Maybe next time?" Sarah's boundaries don't make her a bad person. They protect her energy and allow her to show up as the best version of herself for everyone, including herself. So, remember, folks, setting boundaries isn't about becoming a hermit or shutting people out. It's about taking care of yourself so you can be your most vibrant, authentic self. Embrace your need for space, time, and energy. Communicate your needs clearly and confidently. Remember, you deserve to feel respected and fulfilled. Take that step today, set a boundary, even a small one, and see how it shifts things. Share your experience with me in the comments or on social media. Let's build a community of boundary-setting rock stars together. Until next time, keep shining bright, awesome people.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.